Okay, someone's told me, George, I feel like my offer is a commodity. This person says, couples therapy, I feel like that's a commodity, meaning, oh, everyone offers it. Okay, and it's too common out there that it's not unique enough. People don't find it exciting enough. And I'm like, I don't know anybody who offers couples therapy personally. That's not true. I think, actually, funny thing is, my wife is thinking about offering. She's been a therapist for over a decade, and now she's thinking about offering couples therapy. She doesn't even offer it yet. So I literally personally don't know anybody who offers couples therapy. I'm sure there's someone in my social network who does, or especially this person. Now this person who just asked me the question is the person I'm thinking of. Do you see what I mean? Is it an easily referable offer? Do I know of couples who need therapy? Yes. Literally, one of my neighbors just asked my wife, "Hey, I need a couples therapist." Actually, I might refer this person to my neighbor. Okay. Lots of people need couples, so whatever you're offering energy healing, you're offering career consulting. What? Oh, it's everyone offers career consulting. That's because you're in your own industry and you see all your friends and all of your niche mates offer it. But in the real world, nobody knows anybody who is a career consultant. I mean, literally, I don't have any friends, so that's probably the answer. That's why I can't think of anyone. I mean, it's not that many people. Do I know an energy healer? My wife hires one. I can think of one person. Top of mind is not commodity, what you offer. I mean, gosh, plumber, plumbing, unclog your pipes. Now, you could talk about commodity. But do you know any plumbers? Do you know any good plumbers? Please tell me, because I good affordable plumbers. It's not even something like plumber. It's so hard to even think of immediately good, affordable plumber who's friendly. It's not that easy to find. How about couples therapists? Nobody knows any couples therapists except the people who are couples therapists and except the people who are therapists who might go, you know, I think I have a friend who does, you know. No, your thing is not a commodity. Only you think it because you see everybody else and you went through the training and all your classmates are couples therapists. But nobody else in the real world thinks that. So the key is really to be the top of mind person. How do you be the top of mind person? Well, there's many methods we can talk about it. But generally, let's do methods that are noble, that are friendly. For example, content, right? Consistent content makes you the top of mind couples therapist or top of mind plumber or the top of mind energy healer. Because again, I can't think of the last time I saw a piece of content from an energy healer. They're just not consistent because energy healers are all woo-woo and like, oh, I'm hippie, no consistency. That's why I don't see them. Okay. The only people I see consistently out there are marketing coaches like me because we know consistency. We know the importance of it. We are a commodity. You know, you don't even want to talk commodity. Marketing coaches are a commodity because you see them all over social media. By definition, they're very consistent. They know how to use marketing, they know how to show up. That's all they see. That's all you see out there is marketing coaches like me. And yet, I'm in front of you right now. How did I do that? Right? Friendliness. I care. I put content out there that's from my heart. I do it consistently. Now, that's one way of top of mind, right? Another way top of mind is some people. I just heard someone, another bit marketing coach, say this on an interview. Listen, just contact three people a day. Do not let a day go by without when you do not you every single day. Here's your homework. Contact three people about your business. Three people. Is it 11:50 p.m.? Have you contacted three people? Do it right now, 3 minutes each before midnight. Three people about your business. Now, to me, yes. So that's their method. And some people really like that. Salespeople, particularly, really glom onto a method like this. Contact three. Fine. Okay. If you want to do that, do it. Okay. But then you're top of mind for those three people for like 18 hours. Okay, for those three people, you're top of mind for 18 hours to 18 days, if you're really lucky, right? But more like 18 hours, okay? You're top of mind. And then tomorrow, you're top of mind for three more people. For me, I'm like, why am I doing that when I could post content and contact 18 people at the same time? If my audience is small, I post something on Facebook, 18 people hear about my business at the same time. Why three? But I understand personal contact is always stronger than just seeing a piece of content on Facebook or something like that. Yeah, you got to balance it out. So that's what I mean is you're not a commodity. It's just that people aren't thinking of you or thinking of anybody in your industry. So I hope this is helpful.